Good day, Bermuda. This is your Inter-Island Communications News Brief brought to you by Bermuda Healthcare Services and the Brown Darrow Clinic. And I'm Maya Palacio. There has been an increase in the number of motorcycles reported stolen. Last week, 20 motorcycles were reported stolen from various locations around the island. That number of motor vehicles stolen so far this year has stood at 498 as of August the 28th. Bikes are often disassembled and sold for parts. Stolen bikes are often stripped down to the frame, which is then dumped in bushes or in the ocean, making recovery even more difficult. These bikes are also used in various crimes and are usually fitted with license plates belonging to another cycle. Other cycles are taken and used for joyrides by teenagers and then dumped. In nearly every case of a car being stolen, the BPS has recovered the vehicle. In cases where a car has been stolen, most times keys are left in the ignition or somewhere inside the vehicle. In order to minimize the risk of vehicle theft, do not leave a vehicle unattended and with the engine running. Secure bikes with a proper lock, preferably attached to a stationary object that cannot be moved. In other news, the Bermuda Healthcare Services and Brown Darrow Clinic are pleased to announce that Dr. Kweeka Wowden, founder and CEO and director of research at Care Genetics, will be the distinguished guest speaker at the upcoming Docs for Dinner. The event is scheduled for September 19th at Blue Bar and Grill. Dr. Wowden, a Bermudian biochemist and trailblazer, has garnered international recognition for her contributions to science and public health. As the first and only black woman to found a genomics company, Dr. Wowden has also made history and cemented her place as one of the most influential scientists of her generation. And in your sports-related news, the Bermuda Football Association has announced the Bermuda Senior Men's National Team selected for the CONCACAF National League 4.0 September window. The team departed the island on Sunday, September 1st, to travel to Antigua and Barbuda for their upcoming matches. Bermuda will face the Dominican Republic on Saturday, September 7th, and Antigua and Barbuda on Tuesday, September the 10th. The team competes in League B, Group D, alongside the Dominican Republic, Antigua and Barbuda, and Dominica. Head coach Michael Finley said this about the draw results. Quote, "We are pleased with our draw, which has provided us with some benefits both from a competition familiarity in the form of Antigua Barbuda, who we also play in the WCQ, but also logistically with having us already been in Antigua Barbuda and the overall new format CONCACAF has introduced. It has centralized each CNL window to eliminate some of the recent travel challenges that we have experienced and will benefit the players' overall ability to perform, which should always be our priority." And that's your Inter-Island Communications News Brief. It's brought to you by Bermuda Healthcare Services and the Brown Darrow Clinic. I'm Maya Palacio. Please drive safely, Bermuda.